Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hey, Alisa, how are you? It's Alfonsina. I'm here with Sarah. Do you remember that I told you yesterday that she will call you back? Because her number is not working. And I'm calling from my cell phone. She wants to talk with you, too. Okay, let me call her.
Okay, perfect. Thank
Hello, how you doing? Who are you, honey?
Hello, Sarah. This is Alisa from Family First, the home care agency. I'm going to be the coordinator for your case in the agency, okay?
Oh, okay. Chris, I don't know. I'm through so many things, but, okay, all right. I'll find she, friend, my core friend for sure. She, you have her phone number then, because my phone, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, don't mind me. I can't understand you.
The reason of my call is to do the monthly checkup verification to see that your information is okay?
My information, honey, I've been with you three, four different times, and I've been with other companies, but you gotta realize too, I have amnesia. My memory's not real good, so what is it that you need to know? And then I need to talk to somebody, because she was going over her pay with me, and from the other girls, her pay is not right. It's only off like $100, but it's still off $100 for her.
Okay.
But we will talk about mine first. Go ahead.
Yeah. Your phone number is 215-254-0801.
No, this is why the last time you called, you had called before, and I think it was you, and you asked for a margarita. And I said, you got the wrong phone number. But that's where the name come familiar. You called maybe twice, and I kept telling you you have the wrong number. You kept asking for other people.
Yeah.
So
are
you sure it's me that you're trying to get in touch with?
Yes, RST.
Yeah, okay, because I don't even know whose number, the 0801, I've never had a number with an 0801.
Okay, no problem. But your caretaker, let me know that your phone number is not working right now.
Well, no, my phone was actually, my phone wasn't working, and it was something simple. See, I don't know how to do modern technology, and she tries to help me, but sometimes I try to do things on my own. And I had to think, I'm going to give you, I'm out of breath here. I'm going to give you my house number, which is now, my kids had it made into a cell phone because they changed my TV, and I don't have a house phone anymore, which I want it back. I'm used to house phones, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So don't you have my house phone number there?
Yeah. And also, I wanted to confirm the address is 807 Grand Road.
Yes, that is unfortunately my address. I've been here 25 years.
And the zip code is 19032?
That is, again, yes, correct.
Okay. Also, Sarah, have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
Well, yes, I have been, actually, but then I was going the other day because one of my ribs, and I know my ribs, I had broken all my ribs, and when I have emphysema so bad with the cough and, like, all my nebulizers and stuff, but when I cough so much, it always retracts one or two of my ribs all these years. But so I didn't go that time, but I was just there getting an EKG, like, 2 weeks ago at the urgent care.
Okay.
That was for eye surgery that I canceled. I got to have eye surgery.
Okay.
On both eyes, not just cataracts. They said I could get me permanently blind, so I'm a little bit afraid of all this.
Okay, I deeply understand your situation. Also, we want to know how has been the services with Alfonsina. Do you feel good with her?
Well, she's been with me three, four different times. I mean, she was the first person that was ever with me. So, I mean, it's kind of like I know her. You understand somewhat? It's some of the other ones, and I know that Sarah told me that you, well, I'm going to be honest with you. My doctor had written a letter, but I'm trying not to go there, where she says I'm up to nurses level, where I need somebody like nurses level.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't want to go there with, well, how can I put it? I mean, I think I have some say in the matter. I don't want to go, and I mean, I got the letter here out there, but I don't think I want to go up to nurse's level. I mean, every time I turn around, my doctor says I got more medical problems than any one of her patients, and they're all legal medical problems. But I don't want to go to a nurse's level. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the lady that would be taking my blood pressure, that would be doing this, doing that, and the hours will probably go up, and it was probably split it into two different people. First of all, I'm not that great with strangers. You never know. That's why some one or two of my workers haven't been that great, but you never know who you're going to get. It's weird. You follow what I'm saying? You don't know. You do your background as well as you can. I do, just from looking at a person and feeling a person, how I feel. But you just never know how safe a person is. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Until I believe. Yeah, I don't need somebody like showing use one way and then coming here and giving somebody my address and whatever here and later somebody breaking in. I mean, there's just stuff that goes through my mind. I can't help it because it's reality. I have 14 grandkids, and I deal with reality, understanding that happens in real life every day. So that's kind of scary because Sarah was speaking to me, oh God, I don't know when, and she told me that, because three different companies before I had called for workers, I had nobody, and they all got back with me within, we kept in touch over a week, 2 weeks period, and then they couldn't find anybody, and nobody could find anybody to come work here. But when I just recently had spoke to Sarah, she told me that they did hire like two people if I ever need. You have two other people that I mean that would come. But I said, Sarah, I said, the problem has been my location. They had never wanted to come down, you know, where I live, which is in Delaware County. But she said she found a few people that will come down here.
Okay, I
so that was good to hear, you understand, because it's been,
yeah.
I mean, my health is just, man, I mean, I've only just turned 68, but my health is just, I don't know what happened, sweetheart. Every time I turn around, I'm getting in a lift, and I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of doctors, you understand? It's just getting on my damn nerves, but, yeah, but the, everything that, like I said, she's worked with me more than once, more than twice.
Okay.
Then she'd have to go out of the country or something and whatever, but that's with the worker now.
Okay, in that case, that will be everything for the call. Thank you so much for answering my call, and have a great day.
Okay, but wait a minute, I need to speak to somebody or she needs to, who is it, Erica or who, that goes over her home pay with her?
Okay, in that case, only the caregivers are allowed to discuss the payments. So in that case, can you pass me her to my phone, to the phone?
Yeah, here. You got to explain. This is the same one. You got to explain to her, and I'll help you with the other workers because this thing had me.
Hey, Alisa, who is the person that said about payroll?
In this case, regarding hours, can be me.
Oh, okay. Because the first thing I want to know, I download the application to get my payrolls every week,
mm-hmm.
but when I try to go in the application and I put the name, the password, and everything is incorrect, and I can't go inside.
Okay, I can see right now that the app was locked, but right now I just unlocked, so I don't know if you can try and you can let me know by text message.
Because the application that I have is HCM to go. And when I go there, the name, okay, let me see what I have right here. Okay.
I don't know if I just send you the information.
Username and password is the thing that I need to go inside the application.
Okay, I'm sending you right now the information
uh-huh.
so you can log in the app. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
I just send it to your text, to your cell phone. Did you see the text message?
Okay. Okay, I got it here. Okay, is this saying that I was putting a C on? Let me try one time with you because I want to know what is going on. With this, okay, give me 1 second, just 1 second.
Tuesday's gonna be a busy day. Screw that.
I'm trying. Let me see what's going on. No, it's not. The login information is not valid. It's invalid.
Okay, can you please try to put us exactly like the first letter goes in capital?
Yes. The first is in capital, and the numbers, and the password is the four last digit of my social. And the company is C capital 1100, and I travel. It's not possible.
Okay, in that case, let me ask to my supervisor, and I will call you back, okay?
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, bye. Thank you.